Since ArcelorMittal's Burns Harbor facility spilled cyanide and ammonia into a Lake Michigan waterway in August, the state has required the plant to send daily test results to the Indiana Department of Environmental Management. Now, as Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, the agency says the company has been distorting those results.
In a letter to ArcelorMittal this week, IDEM says the Northwest Indiana facility has been retesting when test results are higher than they should be, sometimes replacing the higher number with a lower one. The company has denied the accusations. Natalie Johnson is the executive director of the environmental group Save the Dunes. She says if IDEM is right, that's unacceptable behavior from ArcelorMittal. She says it also begs the question, does letting companies monitor themselves work?
Well, quite honestly, we don't think so.
Johnson thanks IDEM for keeping ArcelorMittal accountable and says that the state should give more funding to the budget-strapped agency to inspect industrial facilities. IDEM refused to make anyone available for an interview. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.